What did the seas lack, though? Not something expensive or impossible to find. Not something encoded in DNA or hardwired into the circuits of their brains. They lacked something that we could have given them if we'd only known they'd needed it. A community around them that prepared them properly for the world. The seas were squandered talent, but they didn't need to be. Today, Chris Langan lives in rural Missouri on a horse farm. He moved there a few years ago after he got married. He's in his 50s, but looks many years younger. He has the build of a linebacker, thick through the chest with enormous biceps. His hair is combed straight back from his forehead. He's a neat graying mustache and aviator-style glasses. If you look into his eyes, you can see the intelligence burning behind them. A typical day is, I get up and make coffee. I go in and sit in front of the computer and begin working on whatever I was working on the night before, he said, not long ago. I found if I go to bed with a question on my mind, all I have to do is concentrate on the question before I go to sleep, and I virtually always have the answer in the morning. Sometimes I realize what the answer is because I dreamt the answer, and I can remember it. Other times I just feel the answer, and I start typing and the answer emerges on the page. He had just been reading the work of the linguist Noam Chomsky. There are piles of books in his study. He ordered books from the library all the time. I always feel that the closer you get to the original sources, the better off you are, he said. Langan seemed content. He had farm animals to take care of, and books to read, and a wife he loved. It was a much better life than being a bouncer. I don't think there's anyone smarter than me out there, he went on. I have never met anyone like me, or never seen even an indication that there is someone who actually has better powers of comprehension. Never seen it, and I don't think I'm going to. I could. My mind is open to the possibility. But if anyone should challenge me, oh, I think I'm smarter than you are, I think I could have them. What he said sounded boastful, but it wasn't really. It was the opposite, a touch defensive. He had been working for decades now, but almost none of what he had done had ever been published, much less even read by the physicists and philosophers and mathematicians who might be able to judge its value.